আলহামদুলিল্লাহ রাব্বিল আলামিন ওয়াসসালাতু ওয়াসসালামু আলা সাইয়্যিদিল মুরসালিন আম্মা বা'দ ফাআউযু বিল্লাহি মিনাশ শাইতানির রাজীম বিসমিল্লাহির রহমানির রহিম আসসালাতু ওয়াসসালামু আলাইকা ইয়া রাসূলুল্লাহ ওয়া আলা আলিকা ওয়া আসহাবিকা ইয়া হাবিবাল্লাহ আসসালাতু ওয়াসসালামু আলাইকা ইয়া নাবিয়াল্লাহ ওয়া আলা আলিকা ওয়া আসহাবিকা ইয়া নূরাল্লাহ My dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome to another episode of Silsila Self-Affirmation. Hopefully you've made some good intentions before watching this Silsila. Let's make some additional good intentions of the Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alayhi Wa Sallam has said, the intention of a moment is better than his actions. Let's make some additional good intentions that I will listen to the bayan attentively. And whenever I will hear the blessed name of Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alayhi Wa Sallam, I will read Durood-e-Pak. Whenever I will hear Sallu ala al-Habib, Uskurullah, or Tubu ilallah, I will reply with the intention of gaining thawab, inshaAllah, Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the beloved and blessed Prophet Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated, O people, the one amongst you to attain salvation on the Day of Judgment from its horrors and terrifying valleys will be the one who have recited durood upon me in abundance in the world. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. That the renowned and blessed personality of Qadiriyya Razaviyya Silsila, Sayyidina Abu Qasim Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has stated, I experienced a state of discontent, restlessness, and uneasiness in one night. I kept myself busy worshipping, but the inner peace and tranquility was very far from me. I struggled to attain concentration, humility, and fear, but it was in vain. I then started reciting the glorious Quran, but still felt deprived of inner peace and concentration. What was keeping me away from the pleasure of worshipping, I wondered. Eventually, in the last quarter of the night, I put my mantle on my shoulder and came out of my house. After walking some distance, I saw a person wrapped in a mantle. When I approached him, he raised his head and asked me, "Why are you so worried? Has the doomsday taken place?" Meaning, has the day of judgment arrived? I questioned, "Has the appointed time of the Day of Judgment approached?" The person replied, "No. But I am just asking whether you're going to attain an inner peace after experiencing the state of agitation and ease and uneasiness." That person replied, "No. But I'm just asking whether you are going to attain inner peace after experiencing the state of agitation and restlessness." I responded, "Yes, I've really come out to attain contentment of heart, and I want to know why I have not been attaining it tonight." I then inquired from that person, "Do you want anything from me?" He answered in the affirmative and said, "O Abu Qasim, is there any situation where disease itself becomes the antidote?" I replied, "Yes, there's one such situation. Listen carefully. All disease of your heart will ward off from you when you oppose the desire of your nafs, and the same diseases themselves will become antidote." Having listened to this, that man took a sigh of relief and said, "I have been answered this question 7 times tonight, but I had the strong desire to listen to this answer from you. Now, by the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, I have heard it from you." Seeing he departed from there and he was never seen again. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Sayyidina Abu Qasim Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi ta'ala, a great blessed personality of Qadiriyya Razaviyya Silsila, mentioned a great prescription to that person that when he would oppose his nafs, his carnal desires, all his spiritual diseases will be removed from him, and the same disease themselves can become antidote. It is learned through the mentioned description that fulfilling the inner desires, the nafsani desires, and satisfying the lust is a deadly epidemic that fills the heart with the filth of sins. Think over this a little bit. When there is nothing virtuous that affects our heart and we attain no pleasure in worshipping, therefore, we should also derive a lesson from this story that instead of wasting our life in satisfying the desires, one should lead a righteous life in conformity with the Sunnah. Remember, fulfilling each and every desire of the nafs, be it permissible or impermissible, is termed as satisfying the lust, and it is followed by sheer loss. A warning in regards to it can be understood from the following blessed hadith. The beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, there are three destructive things: being obsessed with greed, following the carnal desires, and a person who becomes self-conceited. My dear viewers, Madani channel, if we manage to overpower the carnal desires, we will also get out of evil habits and get rid of various kinds of sins, and thus we will purify our inner self as well as attain pleasures in worshipping along with humility and fear. Dear viewers of Madani channel, human desires never come to an end. By the passage of time, the circle of desire grows large. At present, if the fulfillment of desires requires impermissible resources, people do not care about it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, part 16, Surah Maryam, verse number 59, translation from Kanzul Iman, then after them came the unworthy successors who wasted prayers and followed their desires. So soon they will encounter the valley of ghay in hell. Commenting about the blessed verse, Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala reported, Sayyidina Uqba bin Amir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated, I heard the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam saying, soon the people of the book and the people of Laban will be destroyed from my ummah. I asked humbly, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who are those people of book? The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, those who learn this book so that they quarrel with true believers. I humbly asked, who are these people of Laban? The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, the one who satisfy their desires and waste their salah. Sayyidina Ibn Ash'as radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrated, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a revelation to Sayyidina Dawood ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, that undoubtedly the hearts which are connected to worldly desires are away from me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, part 5, Surah An-Nisa, verse number 27, translation from Kanzul Iman, and Allah wills to turn towards you with His mercy, but those who indulge in their own pleasure wish that you stay far away from the straight path. Dear viewers of Madani channel, we've heard how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala condemned those who pursue their lust, that such people will be thrown into the valley of ghay in hell. Similarly, in another verse, the hypocrites have been condemned and cursed that they faced disgrace and humiliation due to pursuing lust, and now owing to malice and hatred, they want Muslim to indulge in this evil habit. My dear viewers of Madani channel, Muslims today are pursuing their desires, crossing all limits, impressed by Western culture, taking pride in following the Western culture civilization, giving up the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, if you want to seek Islamic teaching and you want to stay away from the desires of nafs, and if you want to stop fulfilling the desires of nafs, then adorn yourself with the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami. Connect yourself with the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami. With the blessing of this Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami, numerous lovers of fashion have adopted Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, seeking repentance. My dear viewers, Madani channel, there are many ahadith that condemns the satisfaction of nafs. Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated, the revered and the renowned Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, Jannah is nearer to any of you than the strap of your shoe, and so is hell, meaning very close. However, Jannah has been covered up with troubles, and hell has been covered up with desires and pleasures. In the same way, the Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the wise one is he who makes an assessment and accountability of his nafs and prepares for the life in the hereafter. And a foolish person is the one who surrenders to the temptation of nafs and has hopes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning seeking divine blessing of Jannah. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, undoubtedly, Jannah is the most beautiful place, full of blessings and comforts, but it is not easy to gain access to it. Rather, terrifying valleys lay on the path in the form of worshipping and devotion, which are needed to pass through. But the hell is a place of terror, troubles and different troubles, and it brings easy access because hell is covered with the desires of nafs. So the one who leads his life in satisfying his nafs, it is feared that he might be thrown into Jahannam. Therefore, whoever amongst us wishes to enter Jannah and desires to be saved from the punishment of Jahannam, he should work hard to restrain the good and bad desires while opposing his nafs, because good desires are followed by bad desires. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala has narrated, the blessed and beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Jannah and Jahannam, he sent Jibreel alayhi salam to Jannah, saying, look at Jannah and its blessing, what I have prepared for the inhabitants of Jannah. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, so Jibreel alayhi salam arrived and saw the blessings of Jannah, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared. He alayhi salam came to the blessed court of Allah azza wa jalla and humbly said, indeed, I take an oath by your majesty and highness, whoever will hear of it must try to enter it. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the order for it to be surrounded with hardships and troubles. He then asked Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam to go back in Jannah and look at its blessing, what I have prepared in it for the inhabitants of Jannah. The noblest Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, so he alayhi salam returned to it and found it surrounded with hardship and troubles. He returned to the blessed court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and humbly said, O Allah azza wa jal, I take an oath by your majesty and highness, I fear that none will be able to enter it. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, go and look at Jahannam and its punishment and see what I have prepared in it for the inhabitants of Jahannam. So Jibreel alayhi salam went and found that one part of the fire was climbing on the other. Upon that he returned to the blessed court of Allah and humbly said, I swear by your majesty and highness, there is no individual who hears of it and then enter it. So he, Azza wa Jal, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, gave the order for it to be surrounded with lust and pleasures. Then he asked, go back and look at the hell. So Jibreel alayhi salam returned to it. Then he came back in the blessed court of Allah Azza wa Jal and said, I take oath by your majesty and highness, I fear none will escape from it. Rather, he will enter it. Allahu Akbar. Commenting on the blessed hadith, Allama Ibn Hajar Asqalani rahmatullahi ta'ala has stated, lust refers to those worldly elements and activities which derive pleasure, whether it is directly opposed or condemned by Sharia, or it causes leaving any divine commandment, even doubtful act, and those mubah permissible act which may lead to haram fall under lust. Sayyidina Atiyah bin Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala narrated, the greatest and holiest Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, a man cannot become pious until he abandons permissible acts in order to save himself from impermissible acts. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we have learned through this blessed hadith and its commentary that one can gain access to Jannah after experiencing many hardship and troubles and by abandoning pursuit of his internal desires. In Kufa, while addressing the people, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu has stated, O people, I fear you may follow your carnal desires and harbor high hopes, because of high hopes make one forget the hereafter, and following and satisfying the carnal desires deviates one from the straight path. Beware, thus worldliness is going to deceive you. Indeed, the hereafter will occur, and people wish to have both, but you should desire the hereafter. Today is the time of action, and tomorrow will be the time of accountability. When Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala was asked the reason for weeping bitterly, while looking at the grave, he radiallahu ta'ala replied, I remember my loneliness, because no one from the people will stay with me in my grave. Then conveying the call to righteousness, he radiallahu ta'ala said, the grave is a Jannah for the one whose world is like a prison, and it is a prison for the one whose world is a Jannah. Death is the message of release for the one whose worldly life was like imprisonment. One who refrained from the desires of the nafs in this world will find it full reward in the hereafter. A better person is the one who leaves the world before the world leaves him, and who is pleased with his Creator before meeting him. Everyone will be treated in his grave according to his worldly life. If he spend his life in performing good deeds, he will find comfort in the grave. But if he meets his doom committing evils, he will face the punishments. Allahu Akbar, my dear viewers of Madani channel, how deeply the pious bondsmen of Allah would ponder over the reality of the grave. But unfortunately, we do not learn any lessons after visiting many graveyards, after lowering many dead people in the grave with our own hands. Remember, on the surface, the grave only appears similar, but they're different in the inside. Some people's graves are beautiful gardens, while others are full of fires, snakes, and scorpions. Just think, if a person is buried alive in the dark, frightening and horrific grave as a punishment for missing salah only once, or because of lying just once, or backbiting once, or gazing at something forbidden just once, or listening to a song just once, what will be his condition? Indeed, those individuals who fear Allah Azza wa Jalla, they tremble to even think about it. Indeed, even the imagination of it is frightening them. This is only the worldly imagination. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is displeased, who can bear the terrible torments which are inflicted upon the sinners in the grave? It is stated in Hilyatul Awliya, when a person passes away and is buried, all those things come to frighten him which he feared in the world, but did not fear Allah Azzawajal. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani channel, safety lies in refraining from pursuing lust and desires of the nafs. Those people who abandon the desire of nafs for the sake of the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honors them with the eternal blessing of Jannah as a reward, as it is stated in glorious Quran, part 30, Surah An-Nazi'at, verse number 40 and 41. Translation from Kanzul Iman: but for one who feared Allah, to stand before his Lord and restrain himself from desire. Sayyidina Abu Sulaiman Darani rahmatullahi ta'ala has stated, abandoning a desire from the desires of the nafs is more beneficial to the heart than fasting and remaining awake in worship for the entire year. My dear viewers of Madani channel, we just heard that the excellence and virtues of refraining from the desires of the nafs, whoever shuts the door of the desires upon himself, Allah will grant him the blessings of Jannah. Therefore, we too should not deprive ourselves of these rewards and favors, and we should continue struggling to refrain from the desires of our nafs. There's a habit of being impressed in haze, meaning listening to the appreciation of something or seeing anything in another person's possession, the desire enters one heart that he must have it too. For example, a laptop or a tablet or a house or a car, whether he needs it or not, but he has an obsession to acquire it by any means necessary. If these things are difficult to get, he crosses all boundaries in order to fulfill his desire and thus falls into a bottomless pit. The best cure for this is that he should develop the habit of choosing between good and evil desires and consult a pious and sincere friend in this respect. And he should think over the disadvantages of fulfilling the desires of the nafs and should also seek permissible means for fulfilling permissible desires. The other issue is the evil habit of extravagance. One of the causes behind fulfilling the desires could be the evil habit of extravagance, because such a person blindly wastes his wealth in each and every luxury, whether it is of any use for him or not. The simple cure for that is, while spending wealth, one should keep in view his requirements and needs. He should not buy anything until it is required, and if possible, he should give money in sadaqah, in charity. Remember, abandoning family and relatives, if one spends money on sinful acts or on strangers, on where the Sharia does not permit, is called extravagance. If the lavish spending is extravagance, is against Sharia, it is haram. And if it is against ethics and kindness, then it is makruh tanzihi. The renowned commentator of glorious Quran, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala, has stated on page 390 of 8th volume of Tafsir al-Na'imi that there are several interpretations of israf, meaning wastage, and some of them are: to consider halal things as haram, to use haram things, to eat, drink, or wear more than one's requirement, to eat, drink, and wear whatever one desires, to eat and drink repeatedly during the day and night, causing illness and upsetting the stomach, to eat and drink things harmful to the body, to keep obsessing about clothes and food as to what one will wear or eat next time, to eat for falling into heedlessness, to eat with the intention of committing sins. Another thing that leads to the fulfilling the desires of nafs is unnecessary observation about others' matters. Similarly, if one of the causes behind pursuing the desire is to observe and think about other people's matters, unnecessary thinking about others' lifestyle, lavish spending, grand houses, and gorgeous dresses breeds the epidemic of jealousy. Rather, it sparks the fire of pursuing desires, and such a person even resorts to impermissible resources in order to fulfill his own desire. The cure is that he should avoid thinking about other people's matters and how they live. Whatever he has bestowed with, he should remain patient and happy with whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him. He should look towards someone from a lower standard of living and show gratitude for living in a better condition. Another cause that leads to fulfilling the desires of the nafs is heedless of one's own reform. One of the causes of obeying the nafs and shaitan is to not to pay attention towards one's own reform. One who does not take the accountability of himself will never be able to aware of his own flaws and sins, and will therefore be overpowered by shaitan and will repeatedly commit sins. He should do self-assessment on himself while answering the question given by Amir al-Sunnah in a booklet called Nek Amal. This filling the booklet of Nek Amal will, inshallah, will lead you to refrain from fulfilling the desires of the nafs. Another thing that leads to fulfilling the desires of nafs is excessive eating. One who completely fills his stomach falls prey to shaitan, and he does not attain the pleasure in carrying out virtuous acts, because full stomach will make you lazy. Sayyidina Yahya bin Mu'az Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala has stated that the one who is in habit of filling his stomach, his body becomes fat, and the one who becomes a victim of his desires, his sins increase, and the one whose sins increase, his heart becomes hard, and the one whose heart becomes hard, he becomes a victim to the calamities and attraction of the world. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, and the cure to this is, the best cure of preventing sins after excessive food is that one should follow the attempts of nafs by eating less than his usual appetite. In the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami, people are persuaded, brothers are persuaded and motivated to keep themselves away from eating haram and to have halal food with the intention of gaining strength to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, remember, one of the main causes behind the pursuing of the desires is also by staying away from the company of pious people. Because when a person joins such people who are already indulged in destruction caused by nafs, his nafs starts accepting their influence, and finally, that epidemic gradually seeps into him. Therefore, we should join the gatherings and company of the honorable scholars who are well aware of the deception and evil tricks of the nafs and shaitan, and they're able to distinguish between permissible and impermissible desires. Keep yourself away from bad company, because it is more harmful and poisonous than a snake. Because a snake merely harms you physically, but an evil gathering harms one's spirituality and physical as well. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, the way to control your nafsani desires is practiced best in the month of Ramadan. When you fast, your nafs will encourage you that you're hungry, you eat it, you say no. I'm fasting, I can't eat. Then your nafs will tell you, I'm thirsty, but you will say, no, I'm fasting, I can't quench you at this point. This is how you suppress your nafs. And this needs to carry out not only in the month of Ramadan, but it needs to carry out beyond the month of Ramadan as well. And this Ramadan comes and we get to practice how to suppress the nafsani desires, which we can take it further into our remaining 11 months as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless our hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to suppress our nafsani desires. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us content with what He has given us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us life full of worship. Ameen. Bijahi Nabiyyin Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
Oh Allah, reform my heart, take my hand.